So I did a little bit of measuring today because, first of all, Fatty sent me an email and recommended a website that he went to get his Christmas tree. And I remember him talking about it on his little show, but I was going to try to get something in person first, was what I was going to try. And actually, I didn't think about it because it was a few weeks ago or maybe even a month or more when Fatty ordered his tree. Because, you know, older people like to be really prepared and do things ahead of time. And so he probably ordered it back in August. I don't know when it was that he ordered it, but he ordered it quite a while ago. So it was not top of mind, top of mind, top of mind.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Older people like to be really prepared and do things ahead of time.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3363 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of November. 2020, Big Fatty, you've forgotten how to do it. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend and go back and review the winning entry to the bacon contest. Yes, Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're beavers. You are beavers today because y'all, today is the full moon. And y'all, it's not just the full moon. It is the beaver moon, Big Fatty. So we get to see both the beaver and the moon. Beaver. I don't believe I just said that. Heck, I see y'all, our census today, y'all actually, this person completed the census three times. Big Fatty, you know, the old people like to get things taken. Well, anyway, y'all, it's from Montandy. Big Fatty, is that how you pronounce it? That's how I pronounce it. They live in the only time zone that matters. They're a lurker. Been listening to the BFO since the beginning, and favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. Big Fatty, nothing on that front in a while. Anything you change, nothing, it's perfect. Has not called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, nor utilized a special chair. However, they have sharded themselves in 2016 in the Home Depot parking lot. I thought I'd fart, but going into the store, oops, Big Fatty three times. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now, I said that I was going to play the ending. Jesus, I cannot speak. Yes, Big Fatty, it's like the Yadies and Gentlemen. Anyway, I said that I was going to play the winning entry in Miss Bacon's Corona Quarantine Content. And y'all, then on the far right little show, y'all. You know, I had shat myself. You remember that? It wasn't in the Home Depot parking lot, though. Y'all, I went back and listened to the full right show, y'all. We were definitely overnogged. Y'all, I told you like 3 or 4 times what food I fixed and that I shat myself 3 or 4 times. Big Fatty, I thought you only did it once. No, I told them 3 or 4 times. Oh, that's right. It's Montan D that did it 3 or 4 times in the Home Depot. Right. But y'all, I never got around to playing Steve the Tater's entry. So y'all, I'm going to do it right now. Yes, Big Fatty. How very anticlimactic.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Scott the Tater, a.k.a. Steve the Tater. I'm calling with my COVID update. Because I want money from Kathy Bacon. This past weekend, I had a 4-day weekend. Unexpected. I didn't ask for it. It just happened. And so I got 4 days off, and I was going to be so excited to be so just to relax and then to have Halloween. But yeah, no luck there. But then I found out on Friday that my apartment building was being fumigated. And we had to move all of the furniture away from the walls and clean out the kitchen. So there went my Sunday, and some of my Saturday. And then Monday we had to be out of the apartment, for them to fumigate. Gustafer, my cat, and I, we went to a pet friendly hotel and we hung out. He was not happy. He meowed a lot. He was very disoriented, but, he had some treats that made him happy. And we came back home and, I started putting the furniture back. I'm not done yet. I'm still working on it. But yeah, so I thank God I got that 4-day weekend. I can't imagine trying to do all that while working. That would have been a bitch and a half. So yeah, that's my COVID update for this week. I'll call again next week because money, money, money. I want money, money, money. I don't know what song I'm singing. I thought I was going to do Money Makes the World from Cabaret. Have you seen Cabaret? Annie Vera loves the movie Cabaret. So, yeah, I think that's it. This is the Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
So, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday night with the Overnoggers here, and y'all got up on, but first of all, let me just tell you, I have gotten my nipple walks in all weekend long, and before I forget it, y'all, I did on Saturday, because it was supposed to be raining Sunday afternoon, but y'all, so I did I pulled out my tally whacker and counted 130 houses here in Fat Acres that are decorated for crema. y'all, on for right. Y'all, I, you know, the Von Zeist ran their ad and they didn't put out a new ad until for right. And y'all, they had lots of stuff on there that I needed to get, so I did that, but before I did went there, y'all, I went by and saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive. Y'all, I took him a little sampler plate of some turkey and sausage dressing and some of my Brussels sprouts. So they have not called to say that they've been put into the intensive care unit or the poison control has called. But y'all, after I went to see them, I went to the Von Zeist. Yes, be ready. Can you hear that, Kitty? Yes, be ready. We hear it. We hear it. I went to the Von Zeist. Y'all, for Friday at Fatty's, y'all, I was just going to have some leftovers. But y'all, I decided I was going to get some, they had the chicken wings, 20 chicken wings on sale. So I got that. Y'all, they had the Green Giant antioxidant. Frozen vegetables, buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Bisquick. They got the Bisquick, buy one, get one free. Got one of those. They had the Wheat Thins, $2 for $5. Plus, I had a coupon, so I got those. Y'all, I got some sliced mushrooms because I was going to make some soup. And y'all, then they had the chicken broth, buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those for the soup. I got an onion for the soup. Y'all, they had the raisinettes, the dark chocolate raisinettes, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those, and I got it's like the Nestle's Crunch, but it's called Buncha Munch or something like that. So I got one of each of those. Y'all, they had something new, the Ruffles Lime Jalapeno flavor. And y'all, they're good. So if you like lime and jalapenos, try that. Y'all, I got some red seedless grapes. Y'all, I picked up a little package of the Skillet Gnocchi. y'all, I've had a coupon for something called Nestle Curls. And y'all, it's just curls of chocolate that you put like on cheesecake or whatever. So I got a little container of that. I thought I'd give it a try. Y'all, I picked up a little half gallon of apple cider. Cause y'all, I've got some wassail mix that you can either do it with wine or apple cider. So I thought I'd try it with the apple cider. Y'all, I picked up matchstick carrots for my soup. Y'all, I've got pepper WTR biscuit. I don't know what that is, but I got it. Y'all, they have these grilled water biscuits. It's the Kaws crackers. They were $2 for $7 or something like that. Y'all, they had these chicken chunks. It was grilled lemon pepper chicken chunks. Got that for my soup. Picked up 3 cans of biscuits. They were on sale, and another half gallon of the eggnog. Y'all, I spent $66.61, but I saved $31.99. Big fatty, and you ran out of music. I did. but anyway, y'all came home and put that all away. Y'all, before I forget, on Thursday, when I was out on my nipple walk, I was coming right back in. I don't think I told y'all this. I was coming right back into Fat Acres, and there was a car that pulled up at the intersection, and the gentleman rolled his window down. I thought he was going to ask me directions or something. And he says, how much do you walk every day? And I said, somewhere anywhere from 4 to 5 miles, sometimes a little bit more. And he goes, I see you all the time, and I just want you to know that you are so inspiring that you get out and do this all the time. I said, well, come walk with me sometime. And y'all, then he said just the kindest thing. He says, do you have somewhere to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner? And I said, I do. But I really appreciate you thinking about me. And y'all, it's just, this is one of those random acts of kindness. And y'all, it meant the world to me. Absolutely meant the world to me. But anyway, y'all, young Nicholas got off early on a Friday, and Durwood was off on Friday. And of course, Granny is retired. So y'all, we got together. I don't know. It was about 4 p.m. in the afternoon for Friday at Fatty's. Had some wine and. We ended up with eggnog and I don't know what else. Granny was drinking. Granny drank a whole bottle of wine from the Biltmore trip, and then he was drinking Jack. Granny, that's just terrible. But y'all, I got one little story about Granny from the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
You know we love our Granny. We know that she's all right, but she's got some peculiar notions at Big Fatty's tonight.
Daddy!
Daddy, indeed! Y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub, and Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that totally original, never-heard-before bumper. Y'all, Granny was... was talking about. We were talking about different things that that we could bring to a crema party, you know, food-wise or to New Year's Eve kind of thing. And Granny says, well, I'll bring a chocolate bomb. And, you know, of course, I immediately, oh, isn't that what you do every morning in the toilet? And he goes, no, this is good. It's made with, and y'all, he was stumbling for his words. And I said, maybe cocoa? He goes, yes, cocoa. It's cocoa and mushrooms. Big Fatty, cocoa and mushrooms? Y'all, he's trying to say marshmallows, and he said mushrooms. Bless his heart, y'all. Anyway, but y'all, on Saturday, y'all, I had a fairly quiet day on Saturday. I watched some of the sports ball, and y'all, I made my soup, and y'all, it's really quite good, and that's saying something for me. And then, y'all, I was tired when Saturday night came around. And, y'all, I crawled in the bed in the love chamber. Y'all, by the way, had clean sheets Saturday night, too. Yes, Big Fatty, thank goodness. Climbed in the love chamber a little bit before 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I did not stir a single time. Y'all, by the way, Whitman Tinker on the Twitter says, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I think that is a nod to the Mix Minus. I told him that he's welcome to stop by anytime he pleases. Daylight hours only. And slept till 7 a.m. in the morning on Sunday morning. Got up and had my coffee, read the newspaper. Y'all, I'm doing the five puzzle Sudoku. I'm just about the first half of it, and y'all, I'm doing okay. And y'all, then I I was able to get out and do my nipple walk on Sunday, even though they were predicting rain. That it was going to be in the afternoon, so I got my 10,000 steps in prior to that. And y'all, I'm just trying to think, was there anything else? Oh, y'all, I finished off my leftover turkey and dressing for my lunch on Sunday, and I had some of my soup Saturday night, y'all. I had two big old mugs of it on Saturday night, so that was kind of nice. So, y'all, I think I'm just looking around here. Is there anything else I need to tell you about? I don't think. I did get a crema card. I don't know who it's from, but y'all, I'll tell you about that on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, don't forget, it is the full moon today, so all the crazies will be out. Big Fatty, you mean Mr. Cackle is gonna be out in public? Is that what you mean? That's exactly what I mean. Oh, dear, I say, Big Fatty, the music didn't even start. You said that is true. Y'all, just a very serious note here before we close out. Y'all, I got an e-letter on the 27th, which was, I guess, what was that, Friday? My straight boyfriend, Phil, used to be in Oregon. Y'all, his father passed away from the COVID, and he said he was 87 and lived a very full, happy, and fruitful life. So y'all, keep him in your thoughts. And he says every time you see a nurse, thank him. And I agree. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat from over there at the Geeky Gay. And Adam, anything you want
to
say?
Older people like to be really prepared and do things ahead of time.
Yes, and I'll have you know I ordered my crema tree in July.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.